Democrat Ron Kind got more than 56% of the vote in the last election against Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, who was known through much of the district. Kind's challenger now is Woodville realtor Paul Nelson. Nelson's made controversial statements, including a remark he made after calling for racial profiling to find terrorists. When asked how he would recognize a suspect, he said if he's wearing a turban and his name is Muhammad. Nelson says he's running because as a realtor, he talks with a lot of people, and what he hears is a disconnect between them and Washington, D.C.
The things that are important in the lives of families in western Wisconsin are their faith, their family, fiscal responsibility. People have to live within the budget that they have for themselves. The federal government seems not to have to do that. At a very basic level, the federal government can spend money seemingly like there's no tomorrow.
Nelson says he's not the only Republican upset over spending. He says many are concerned the Congress their party controls hasn't addressed the national debt.
Well, let me just give you a little idea of how out of control it is. Right now, every man, woman, and child, and everyone that would consider themselves somewhere in between, that live in this country, their portion of the national debt is somewhere in excess of $28,000.
Getting rid of the national debt is the one thing Nelson and Ron Kind agree on. Not surprisingly, Kind is critical of Republicans on budget matters.
We've had the largest and fastest expansion of national debt under Republican control in Washington. Over $3 trillion now has been added to our national debt in the last 6 years alone in Washington. And what's worse is we no longer owe that debt to ourselves. China is the number one purchaser of our government debt. And they have us over a barrel. They don't have to invade us militarily. They don't have to beat us economically. They can mess with our financial markets anytime they want.
The candidates do have many differences. Nelson supports the Bush administration's Iraq policy. Kind says the U.S. needs an exit strategy. Nelson says he supports the line item veto for the president, while the incumbent doesn't. Nelson calls for stronger security on the Mexican border. Kind advocates limited amnesty for illegal immigrants.
I don't care how big a wall or fence you build, it's not going to address close to half of the problem with undocumented workers. So we have to take a realistic approach to this as well and try to bring those people out of the darkness in this country. But we also need to be concerned about the economic impact. And I've met with a lot of our farmers and dairy farmers in particular who said that if Congress takes a real draconian approach to migrant labor, they'll be out of business overnight.
The Kind-Nelson contest has seen its share of heated rhetoric. Even some Wisconsin Republican Party leaders have disavowed a campaign ad used by Nelson. In it, he accuses Kind of paying for sex but not soldiers. It follows Kind's vote to support several Centers for Disease Control research grants involving STDs. Kind says Nelson is taking the low road. Nelson's ad has only been on his official campaign website. He's threatened action with the FCC against a TV station that refused to air it. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.